I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. They read, "For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, 'So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.' And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world." Well, next time in verse 4 and following, we'll talk a bit more about God's rest and what that means, that his work has been finished since the creation of the world. But today we're going to look a bit more at other aspects of verses 2 and 3. It says that they and we have heard good news from God. They had the gospel preached to them and to us, in a sense. And what the actual phrase literally means, we have been evangelized. What has God done? He has told us his good news. He has shown us his love, told us of the way to access his love, to be in his love, to have a relationship with him. His redemptive love has been demonstrated in his saving acts. Exodus 19, verses 3 to 6. Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel." Come the good news. "You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, how I carried you on eagle's wings, brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." And there's another encouraging passage in Exodus 23, verses 20 and following. You can read that if you like. God has demonstrated his love. Moses relays this message, reminds them of the good things that they have received. And indeed, the writer to the Hebrews is reminding them of the good things they have received in Christ. We've had the gospel. The good news has been preached to us. We've got this great message. But he says the Israelites didn't combine that message with faith. And so, as we know from chapter 3 and other passages, they did not inherit what God had promised, and they did not enter the promised land. At least that generation did not. And so he's warning the current day Christians that this kind of fate could befall you if you don't take to heart what God is showing you here, if you don't be sober about the changes that will enable you to inherit what God has promised for you. Now, it says, "We who have believed," in verse 3, "have believed" is there in the past tense because it's referring to the fact that they are converted. "We enter that rest." Enter is in the present tense, or we are entering that rest, referring to the ongoing enjoyment of the rest that has begun, that is continuing to develop. We enter the kind of rest that God enjoys and has enjoyed since the time he finished creating. The rest idea here is not one of inactivity, but it's one of completion. A bit like what Jesus talks about, how he completed God's work. He's still working. He's working and worked. "Come to me," he says in Matthew 11, "to all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." What kind of rest? Not lying in bed all day or on the couch, but a completion of God's work in our lives. And this, I think, is in the mind of the writer to the Hebrews and his readers. And God rested from his creative activity, but he did not rest from being active in the world. And so for us, there is a rest offered to us, but it's a rest of completion, not a rest of inactivity. Recently, I finished a big project. I typed the last word, emailed it off to the people that needed to receive it. It was weeks, even perhaps months of work, and I was so at peace because it had been completed. So the work was completed, the work was done. But of course, it is still now on to the next project. But there was a sense of peace because that at least had been completed. In the same way, our salvation has been completed, but still we have things to do on this earth. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 4. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And on iTunes, you can find us by typing in MCCX and looking in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.